We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Morueni, charitable viewers. Morueni means greetings in Xhosa, an official language of South Africa, spoken by about 7.8 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Office D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista.
In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor.
In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company.
And channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company.
In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos.
In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia.
And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A.
In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, channel 59 on Cable Caribe.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, channel 81 on División Visión. in Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altaik Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Canada allocates $60 million to encourage wind farms. In eco-friendly news, Peruvian indigenous peoples grow prize-winning organic coffee beans. In invention news, an athletic-style robot is developed in Japan. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 31st, Halloween is celebrated in many parts of the globe. According to some historians, this ancient holiday, which dates back to more than 2,000 years ago, has its beginnings as the Celtic festival Samhain of the pre-medieval Europe. In contemporary times, young people dress up in colorful costumes on this festive occasion and take part in trick-or-treating in their neighborhood. Our association members have fond memories of this day, as in previous years, it was joyfully celebrated with much love, Supreme Master Ching Hai. We wish all those participating in this fun holiday a very safe and happy Halloween, filled with yummy vegan goodies.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Thailand. Nearly 3 weeks of flooding across 38 of Thailand's 76 provinces has claimed at least 94 lives, with an estimated 4.2 million people affected. Some 1.6 million acres of farmland have been recently destroyed as torrential rains caused more rivers to burst their banks. Upon hearing of the devastating situation earlier this month, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $5,000 for emergency aid, conveying her deep condolences and prayers as she asked that our association members please go to help the afflicted. This amount could acquire $29,000 in urgent necessities if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Thailand.
As soon as conditions permitted, our nearby association members began relief work. They traveled to the most severely affected Amphoe Pak Thong Chai in northeastern Nakhon Ratchasima province. Despite many other agencies also providing emergency assistance, the victims were still in desperate need of aid, as officials said it was the worst flooding the region had faced in over 100 years.
ทางสมาคมของเราก็เลยทำอาหารกล่องนะคะประมาณ500กล่องนะคะมาแจกชาวบ้านแถวนี้ส่วนที่ลึกมากที่สุดก็ประมาณ3เมตรค่ะ
ว่าความเดือดร้อนที่ได้รับประคาได้รับความเดือดร้อนยังไงบ้างที่อำเภอปากใต้ไป
ก็ขณะนี้ยังมีชาวบ้านยังติดอยู่บนหลังคาเรือนทุกหลังแล้วก็พยายามจะเช็คว่ามีข้าวกินไหมในเบื้องต้นเพราะต่ออาหารแห้งมาตอนนี้ก็หุงไม่ได้โดนตัดน้ำตัดไฟก็เป็นความทุกข์ที่ใหญ่หลวงของชาวปังไทยและชาวนาเกษตรกรข้างนอกก็โดนน้ำท่วมเสียหายทั้งหมดก็คงจะลำบาก
Our association's relief team has prepared 500 Loving Hut vegan lunchboxes to be distributed as the primary relief effort. The recipients were deeply touched by Master's love and care.
ช่วยถึงชาวบ้านจริงๆเลยเพราะว่าลุยถึงในซอยขอบคุณมากเลยนะคะอาจารย์ชิงไห่ขอขอบคุณมาก
ขอบคุณอาจารย์มากค่ะขอบคุณมากมากเลยค่ะโอ้ยไม่รู้จะพูดอะไรตื่นเต้นดีใจทำแล้วคิดว่าจะไม่ได้กินแล้วนะเนี่ย
ขอให้น้ำลดเร็วๆนะคะ
ค่ะขอบคุณมากค่ะ
ต้องขอบคุณนะครับขอบคุณอาจารย์ชิงไห่และคณะและทุกคนนะครับที่มาช่วยชาวปังใจขอบคุณอย่างสูงครับ
Our appreciation, officials and personnel, as well as all other organizations and individuals working to ease the situation. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional support of the flood-stricken Thai people and for the assistance of our association's relief team. With Buddha's blessings, may they smoothly recover the regularity of their daily lives as our gentler regard for the ecosphere helps restore Earth's equilibrium.
Heavy rains flood Portugal. On Friday, October 29th, stormy weather that brought deluging rain to the country resulted in flooding in the capital city of Lisbon, as well as some northern parts of the nation, such as the district of Viana de Castelo and the city of Porto. Damage was noted in a number of Lisbon shops that became submerged and traffic was also disrupted. In Setubal city in the south, strong winds uprooted trees.Thankfully, no injuries have been reported. We are grateful for the safety of the storm affected and wish them a swift resuming of their stable day-to-day lives, as we also pray for the return of the planet to a harmonious, balanced existence through humanity's greater concern for the environment.
Simultaneous wildfires prompt evacuation in Boulder, Colorado, USA. Approximately 1,800 people were evacuated starting Friday, October 29th, some within the western city limits of Boulder. During the day, two planes made 20 water drops as 165 firefighters sought to contain a blaze that, while affecting only 144 acres initially, showed no signs of being contained. The local chapter of the Red Cross opened up an evacuation center in eastern Boulder, although many other people also found refuge with friends. As of Friday, there were thankfully no injuries reported, and Commander Rick Bruff of the Boulder County Sheriff's Office said that no structures have been lost or damaged thus far. Our earnest appreciation, area firefighters and American Red Cross, for your efforts to protect the lives of citizens. May such potentially destructive events be alleviated as we join in kinder stewardship of our earthly abode.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Climate Change Conference to be held in the United Kingdom. On Wednesday, November 3rd, Leaders Preserving Our Future, Case and Priorities on Climate Change will bring together expert scientists, advocates and government dignitaries at Central Hall, Westminster in London. Organised by non-profit World Preservation Foundation, the meeting's discussions will focus on the urgent situation of global warming, with a special emphasis on the environmental impact of farming and livestock production on global food and water security, as well as the biodiversity crisis. Invited as a special guest of honour is Supreme Master Qinghai, who has graciously agreed to share her thoughts via video message.
Conference speakers include renowned CNN and CBS Television News Network legal analyst and vegan Lisa Bloom, Patricia Thomas, scientific advisor of UK-based Meat Free Mondays, Dr. Joel Furman, physician and director of the National Health Association in the USA, and Mr. Pavan Sukhdev, special advisor and head of the United Nations Environment Program's Green Economy Initiative.
We appreciate all involved in organizing this meaningful event, as we also extend our thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for agreeing to share her time and views on our crucial planetary situation. May the conference encourage effective actions to save our planet and all her treasured co-inhabitants.
Please tune in for Supreme Master Television's live broadcast of Leaders Preserving Our Future, Pace and Priorities on Climate Change on Wednesday, November 3rd at 2:45 p.m. to 5:05 p.m. local time, 3:45 p.m. to 6:05 p.m. Central European time.
Czech president wins international literary prize. In recognition of his works in plays and essays, the first president of the Czech Republic, Václav Havel, was honored with the International Franz Kafka Literary Prize, which honors exceptional literary works with global appeal to contemporary readers. As the 10th winner of the annual award, named after the acclaimed Prague-born novelist, Mr. Havel was selected by 9 international jurists from among 14 prominent authors. In a statement of tribute, the Franz Kafka Society panel said, "Václav Havel is the author of vast literary dramatic work, which in many respects influences Czech, European and world literature. We join in congratulating Your Excellency for your deserved distinction. May you continue sharing such artistically gifted talent with the world for many years to come."
Aung Sees, or Vietnamese engineer, leads NASA study. the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Marshall Space Flight Center recently joined with U.S.-based company Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne for lunar landing tests at NASA's White Sands Test Facility in New Mexico, USA. Leading NASA's Marshall Space Flight Team and Lunar Lander Development Project was AlxSea's engineer Dr. Jin-Hu Fook. The testing is designed to further the development of next-generation robotic lunar landers, including new technology that enhances the sophistication and accuracy of their movements for future NASA missions. Congratulations, Dr. Jin-Hu Fook, NASA, and Pratt & Whitney Rocketdyne on your collaboration that is progressing space exploration. We look forward to seeing more of such developments and the insights they offer of our celestial neighbors.
Save our planet. British government favors veg diet for reducing greenhouse gases. The nation's Food Safety Agency, or FSA, contracted the University of East Anglia to investigate how climate change may affect food safety and nutrition. The recently released report, Food and Climate Change, concluded that a low greenhouse gas, or GHG, diet would include reduced meat and cheese along with higher amounts of vegetables and protein from pulses, also known as legumes.
The report also noted that increased consumption of legumes would have other health benefits, stating, if pulses are used more widely as protein source in place of meat and dairy foods, there may be nutritional benefits such as those associated with vegetarian diets. There is also evidence that soy protein may be beneficial in reducing prostate cancer risk and improving lipids.
Many thanks, Food Safety Agency, University of East Anglia, and United Kingdom, for sharing your findings that diets rich in vegetables and plant proteins are good for the body and the environment. May governments and individuals alike take such recommendations to heart and act now to restore our planet.
In her tireless care for the Earth and all its inhabitants, Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently highlighted the need to eliminate meat consumption, as during a March 2009 video conference in Mexico.
The livestock raising mean animals raising emit the greenhouse gases of methane, the most of it. And this gas is up to 72 times more potent than carbon dioxide. But it also dissipates much more quickly than carbon dioxide, means CO2. So the vegetarian diet, the vegan diet, the animal-free diet is one way to physically and quickly reverse the greenhouse gases that are damaging our planet, because it will cause an immediate cooling effect. If all governments encourage people toward the healthy animal-free diet, the planet could be saved in no time.
Save our planet. New study demonstrates positive effects of conservation. As delegates from 192 countries concluded their gathering at the UN Biodiversity Summit in Japan, discussions focused on how to reverse continued species loss, including the protection of 587 sites to preserve 920 species on the brink of extinction. A bright spot appeared at the conference when the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Chair of Species Survival Commission, Dr. Simon Stewart, revealed that worldwide conservation efforts have been successful, saying that the current losses would be far worse without them. Affirming overall progress, he stated, "History has shown us that conservation can achieve the impossible, but this is the first time we can demonstrate the aggregated positive impact of these successes on the state of the environment." Bravo, Dr. Stewart, International Union for Conservation of Nature, and all organizations and individuals striving to protect natural habitats and their residents. May such noble efforts continue, so that we may hold further loss and preserve the wondrous co-inhabitant creations that grace our Earth.
Save Our Planet, a recent climate report by the Southeastern Australian Climate Initiative, notes a long-term trend toward drier conditions in the region, with factors that include an unprecedented recent 13-year drought, along with a seasonal pattern of rainfall decline.
Save Our Planet. With reforestation a longer-term goal, Malaysian officials and environmental groups partner to provide an interim solution for endangered orangutans living in isolated forest areas by connecting them with bridges made from recycled materials for the primates to swing or walk across.
Hi, I'm Onky the Piglet, and I eat well with a nutritious diet of plant foods. I'd like to share this handy person's tip. When you're disassembling any sink faucet, it's a good idea to cover the drain so you don't lose any small parts. Many thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
In technology news, Canada allocates as much as $60 million for wind farms. The government will use the funds over the next 10 years to assist Carleton and Lanceabalo wind farms. They are located on the Atlantic Coast's Gas Peninsula. The farms will generate enough electricity to power up to 60,000 homes when operating at full capacity. The financing is being provided via the state's Eco Energy for Renewable Power program. A big green applause, Canada, for your support of the alternative energy sector. May more governments promote earth-loving endeavours such as these, combining with a low-emissions vegan diet for a balanced and long-lasting planet.
In eco-friendly news, Peruvian organic coffee growers produce award-winning beans. In farms and hillsides of Puno in the province of Sandia, the Quechua and Aymara indigenous peoples have chosen sustainable shade methods to nurture their highly lauded beans. Miss Maria Ramos, 56, one of the farmers said, "We have to care for the environment for the sake of everyone's lives." The beans grown by Mr. Wilson Sukatakona of Putina Punco have been selected as one of the 9 best coffees of the year at the Specialty Coffee Association of America 2010 Roasters Guild Coffees of the Year competition. Congratulations, Mr. Wilson Sukatakona, and all Peruvian coffee growers on your delicious beans. May your lives be enhanced as you continue to bring delight to enthusiastic coffee connoisseurs through earth-loving methods. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Japanese robot is modeled after a well-built athlete. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more peaceful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a splendid world. In invention news, an athletically built robot is created in Japan. Researchers at Kawada Industries and the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology have displayed a model that can move more freely than earlier robots. Named HRP4, the innovation can also operate a number of independently developed software applications. It will be marketed to research institutes and universities beginning in January 2011. Kudos, Kawada Industries and the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology for your practical advancement. May we see many developments that will better the lives of all Earth co-inhabitants.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Indonesian entitled Negotiations.
Aku tidak mengerti. Kenapa kamu begitu cerewet dengan penjahit itu soal harganya? Toh kamu tidak akan pernah membayarnya.
Kata Santoso kepada Pramana.
Iya, tapi kamu tahu, aku orang yang teliti. Aku tidak ingin orang malang itu rugi lebih dari semestinya.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Chinese Napa cabbage rolls drizzled with vegan oyster sauce on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
It looks good. Colette from Afghanistan.
Sweet Colette, your note is appreciated. Vegan dishes are not only cruelty-free, but also scrumptious, making it easy to follow the diet of kindness. May benevolent Allah bless you and all the warm-hearted people of Afghanistan.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Salani Kagushe, which means goodbye in Kosha.
May the love of heaven be your constant guide and companion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union Foreign Affairs Council pledges support for plans being made by Mauritania, Mali, and Niger to enhance safety across the Sahel region.
Leading up to U.S. President Barack Obama's meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton conveys her country's commitment to enhancing diplomatic relations with China.
Iranian representatives, including Foreign Minister Manuchehr Motaki, sign a agreements with Bolivian Economy Minister Luis Arce Catacora to enhance the two countries' industrial and agricultural cooperation.
Vegan Hollywood actress Alicia Silverstone hosts a Halloween party in New York City, USA, featuring a costume contest and vegan candy-making competition, with proceeds benefiting the organization Mercy for Animals.
Published in the British Medical Journal, a 10-year study of more than 55,000 adults from Denmark shows a significant decrease in the risk of several types of cancer through lifestyle changes that include reducing alcohol, meat consumption, and smoking.
Syrian technician Mohamed Baskawi develops a device to prevent collisions of trains using the same railway, providing an additional security measure for passengers.
The UN General Assembly is nearly unanimous in its approval of a resolution that would lift long-standing trade and travel restrictions with Cuba.
The U.S. government and nonprofit American Task Force for Lebanon together donate a total of $300,000 for the further clearing of landmines to restore safety to affected Lebanese regions.
16-year-old award-winning inventor Gavin Ofsak of Minnesota, USA, creates a circuit hat accessibility device, or CHAD, which allows a computer mouse to be controlled by head movements instead of hands.
To assist the Haitian people in halting the spread of cholera, nonprofit organization Food for the Poor is providing immediate aid with a donation of 20 solar-powered water filtration systems.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.